Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. I'm going to apologize ahead of time because I've got a little bit of a cold, so I've got that raspy Marge Simpson voice, but the show must always go on, right? So, are you excited about the new year? I tell my clients often that every moment is a chance to start. Every moment can be a fresh slate. But I'll admit, I do love the feeling of a new year. I think mentally for us, we just see it as a chance to start again. And everything from the fresh planners to the new goals, it's an exciting time of the year. But for me personally, I like to start with choosing a word of the year, which is what I'm going to be talking about in this podcast, as well as revealing what my word for 2018 is going to be. So I'm going to start by sharing with you the inspiration behind my word of the year. There is a sculpture at Brook Green Gardens in Pawleys Island, South Carolina, of a man chiseling himself out of stone. It's called Self-Made Man. And you can see the beautiful form emerging through like grace and grit from this solid piece of stone. And when I lived there, I'd often go and grab a cup of coffee and just sit and stare at the sculpture, thinking about how I wanted to be a self-made woman, a woman with enough courage, creativity, and faith to create herself. So many of us have created a life that feels like we're stuck in stone, right? It's full of limiting beliefs, a calendar full of shoulds, people-pleasing, self-doubt, and fears that are obeyed rather than challenged. But what if creating is more about letting go than adding, and more refining than stuffing, and more artistry than formulas? Let me frame it a different way. To create a new self, you must break up with certain parts of yourself. You must literally chip or chisel them away. So let's talk about the clarity of a chisel. French Kissing Life is all about living in the possibilities and seeing the world as your playground. It's living your life as a work of art, as an expression of your deepest truth. And in order to do that, you must chisel away all that keeps you shackled and stuck. Many women tell me that they don't know what they want. But if you think about it from the perspective of the self-made man, he's simply chiseling away all that he doesn't want. And as he does, his true self emerges. I often hear things also like, I'm confused, or I don't know where to start. When I started this path over a decade ago, I did not know I'd be recording a podcast for you right now. I certainly didn't dream I'd have a company called French Kiss Life with over 60,000 women in the community. I had no idea that I'd be living in a charming little cabin in the Colorado mountains. And I couldn't dream that there would be a day when I was not obsessing about calories and a number on a scale. But here I am. I just kept carving away the shoulds, the limiting beliefs, the nasty habits, and the frumpy clothes. And what's emerged is a completely different woman than the one who was stuck in stone. And I keep chiseling. It's a lifelong process. And with each chipping away with the rasp, my truest self reveals itself even more. Clarity comes through chiseling. With each step, with the letting go and the fierce commitment to your own creation, you'll start to see your own creation materialize from the stone. So let me ask you some serious questions as you approach the new year. Do you see yourself as the creator of your life? Or just a participant in the stands watching it play out? Do you feel stuck in stone or freely expressed? Do you intentionally choose your thoughts and actions to create your life? What would it look like if you were to become a self-made woman over the next 365 days? What if you were to refuse to live in the stone of your own creation and Instead, you pick up the rasp and start carving and chiseling and shaping and emerging into a new self and a new future. So let's talk about how to use this time around the new year to chisel. I love the idea that we get to create ourselves and design our lives. It's what I do. It's what Fringe Kiss Life is all about. And the end of a year and the beginning of a new year is a time, it's a natural time for self-reflection. As we enter the new year, instead of resolutions, which only 9% of people actually follow through on, perhaps you can consider a different approach. Here's suggestion number one. Instead of resolutions, focus on elegance. Ever since my first trip to Paris, I have sought to live an elegant life. Elegance asks that you let go of the ineffective and the unnecessary. Elegance is all about chiseling away what's not working. In other words, you stop doing things that are keeping you stuck in the unchiseled stone. Here are some ideas for your stop doing list. I will stop saying yes to the invitation, even though I don't want to go. I will stop wearing that outfit that makes me feel drab. I will stop constantly comparing myself with others. I will stop not doing what I really want to pursue because of fear of what others will think. I will stop eating sugar to escape my life. I will stop obsessing about finding the one. I will stop ignoring my finances, drinking too much, putting play and fun on the back burner. I will stop starting too many projects, leaving me disappointed with half-assed results. I will stop wasting time on social media, binge watching Netflix, and other time wasters. Instead, here are some ideas of things you can do. I will only say yes to invitations that light me up. I will only wear clothing that makes me feel fabulous. I will celebrate the awareness when I catch myself thinking self-critical thoughts. I will take one bold step at a time to pursue what I desire, even when feeling afraid. I will learn to feel my feelings instead of eating to avoid them. I will focus on loving myself as I am. I will make managing my finances fun. I will put play and fun on the front burner. I will mindfully choose one project to complete before starting the next one. And as you do this, as you focus on elegance as the self-made man, your desires will emerge as you keep chiseling away what's not working. Okay, so let's talk about suggestion number two. Instead of resolutions, choose a word of the year. To create anything requires that you have a focus. This is why around the new year, I keep my tradition of choosing a word or two to guide me through the next 365 days. And here's why I love the word of the year concept. It's not a New Year's resolution. It focuses on the feeling you desire to achieve, and it's always the feeling that you're after. Each year, I choose my word to embody something that gets me excited when I wake up each morning, and yet challenging enough that I will have to work through a few doubts in the process. Because facing these doubts are the key to the next step in my own evolution. I also have clarity when I choose a word or a phrase to be my guide when making decisions on where to spend my time, my money, and my mind. And it's so much more creative and fun too. And I love doing things that are creative and fun. You know, a couple years ago, I chose the luxury brand Hermes as my word of the year. Last year, I chose faith, and boy, did I need it. But this year, I'm choosing something different that's been inspired by the self-made man sculpture because I've been thinking about that artwork a lot these days. In fact, I had a dream the other night that I was the sculpture and I was chiseling myself out of it. And I woke up the next morning and I told Glenn that my word had found me. It always does. So this year, my word of the year is the artist. Other synonyms for artist are creator, professional, inventor, master, craftsman, artisan. I am obsessed with the fact that we get to create ourselves. It does not matter what happened yesterday, last month, or last year, or 10 years ago. You get to create yourself and your life on purpose. Each of our lives is a masterpiece, a canvas of unlimited possibility, wild creativity, and unbounded self-expression. And this year, I plan to look at my daily life through the lens of an artist, which for me means following my curiosity. I'll trust the questions that are brewing in my soul and have enough courage to follow the unknown and the unfamiliar. It also means presence, putting down the phone, looking people in the eyes, really listening, enjoying the suds on my hands while I'm washing the dishes. The artist loves the possibility found in the present moment, and that's where you're going to be finding me most of 2018. It also means taking risk. Without risk, there is no art. This year, whether it's an outfit or a business endeavor that's tugging at my soul, I will be brave enough to take it. It also means being fully self-expressed. Art and conformity cannot coexist. This will be my year of going all the way with my own self-expression. If you didn't like me before, you'll definitely not enjoy the Tanya of 2018. It also means being open to criticism. Most people don't create because they're afraid of what others will think. But an artist, on the other hand, doesn't take it personally. She knows it's part of the process. Instead, she either ignores it or she uses it to improve her craft. I'm willing to be criticized because I desire to live my life as art. You can't have one without the other. It also means crazy appreciation. An artist is constantly looking for beauty to appreciate in order to be inspired. I will find it every single day, no matter where I'm standing or who I'm standing with. It also means unapologetic imperfection. Making art is messy. You know, we always see the end result. A lot of us don't see the process of what it takes to create a piece of art. And every artist knows that perfectionism, which is hidden beneath fear, has stolen more art from this world than any other emotion. I will write with my typos. I will record videos without a professional crew. I will do this podcast and probably have grammatical errors. I will create programs and other things that will change lives without every flaw being figured out yet. I will show up for my life unapologetically imperfect because that is what an artist does. She knows that the improvement only comes from her willingness to be imperfect. I will trust my gut. You cannot follow everyone else's opinions and expect to create art. A true artist trusts her deepest intuition and follows it faithfully. This is what makes her art original. It comes from her soul. It also means a bit of madness. The greatest artists were passionate to the point of being called mad. However, to be an artist requires that you break free from the status quo to create something original and inspiring. And finally, for me, it means disciplined. All of the above needs to be harnessed, or else it will be lost. I'm also inspired by the conversation that Michelangelo had with the Pope. After marveling at Michelangelo's statue of David, the Pope asked the sculptor, "How do you know what to cut away?" Michelangelo replied, "It's simple. I just remove everything that doesn't look like David." Yes, this will be my year of chiseling away at anything that doesn't look and feel like Tanya. And just wait until you see what's around the corner in 2018. I am the artist, and I'm going to live my life as art. So now I'm turning it over to you. As we enter the new year, I'd like to pose you two questions. Question number one, do you choose a word of the year? And if so, what's yours? And the second question, holding that word in your mind's eye, what do you need to chisel away? I cannot wait to hear your comments. You can head to tanyalee.com and let's continue the conversation over there. And cheers to us all having our best year yet. Happy 2018, my friend.